Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
Hey, North Point, I hope that you're having a great day wherever you're watching from, whether you're at home or you're in your car or you're taking a break at work. I want you to know that you are not alone. You are part of a community that believes in you, is cheering for you, and we are on a mission together.
You know, and as a community, we are in our year of application, And in that year of application, what we're saying is this is the year to lead ourselves well. And as that definition of application implies, right, that we have to put something into operation in our lives, right? That there's this sustained effort, there's this hard work that if we want something to change, we've got to change some things, right, in our life. And so we're saying this year we're going to lead ourselves well. But Destiny, if we're going to lead ourselves well in the year, it means we got to lead ourselves well this week.
Absolutely. You know, it's not a year project. It's a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, decision-to-decision kind of project where we want to lead well in every moment so that we can continue to learn how to lead ourselves better, how to lead our families better, how to lead our businesses better. You know, you may say, well, I'm not a leader. You are. You lead the people around you every day. You lead yourself every single day. And we want to do it in a way as Christ followers that emulates Christ. And so that's why we are doing this new series, House Habits, talking about the habits of a Christ follower, the habits of somebody who wants to live on mission. And Philip, last week we talked about living on mission. And here at North Point, we have a mission. And that mission is creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. And we love to say that together because it's not my mission and it's not your mission. It is all of our mission together because we are better when we choose to live in community. But it's not enough to just have a mission. We've got to have habits that undergird that mission and allow us to move it forward.
And today we're going to start talking about the first of our 12 house habits. And we're going to spend the next few weeks going through these habits and talking about how do we practically put them into our lives and begin to really build our life on them. And the first house habit that we're going to talk about is we live on. We live on. And in Galatians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul writes this to the church at Galatia. And he says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. You see, I think that the Apostle Paul is writing here and he's saying, hey, look, it's easy, right, to get weary.
It is.
It's easy to get tired. It's easy to give up, but don't do it.
Right.
Keep on fighting. Do not give up. Keep on living on, getting back up again, because there is a harvest of blessing if we do not quit. And of course, Winston Churchill, right, the famous quote when he says, never, never, never give up. And we just have to put that into our lives where that's not just a speech in history, but that is really the challenge for us every single day.
Absolutely. And it's a decision that we have to make. And then it's a habit that we have to cultivate.
That's right.
So it's a decision we have to make, but then it's a habit that we have to cultivate decision by decision, day by day, challenge by challenge, because there's so many things that happen in life. There's so many good things that happen. There's so many bad things that happen. There's so many unexpected things that happen. There's so many difficult things that happen in life. And if we have not already made the decision that we're not going to give up, and what are we not giving up on? We're not giving up on the mission.
Yeah.
We're not giving up on the fundamental, important things in our life. You know, I love that quote by Winston Churchill. Here was a man who brought basically all of Europe back from the brink of defeat in World War II, and he did it by and large, by inspiring the people through his rhetoric. And he gets up and he's going to give this commencement speech. Yeah. And I'm sure everybody was waiting for this really, really long speech, this speech that was going to explain to them all the secrets of his leadership. And instead, he chooses to take those precious moments and to emphasize the one thing that matters more than anything else. Because you can't have great habits if you're constantly giving up.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't live out your mission if you're constantly giving up. You have to make a decision before the decision that giving up is not an option. No, we live on.
And that's why we live on is our first house habit. Because if we don't get this one right, none of the other habits matter.
No.
We love big and we give generously and we grow intentionally. All those things that we're going to be talking about in the next several weeks, they don't matter if we haven't decided that we are the people that will live on. We will get up and fight again and try again and believe again. That is who we are. And whenever we decide that we're the type of people that live on, what we're really saying is that we are not going to be defined by our past, but we are going to live into our future.
That's so good.
We are not going to be limited by what happened behind us, but we really believe that the best is yet to come in front of us. And so that's why we choose to live on, because we know that God has a future for us.
Right.
We know that God has a purpose for us.
Yes.
God has this mission to be accomplished. So if we are still living and if we are still breathing, then that means we are still running this race that God has for us. And so if we want to finish that race, we must decide that we are going to live on. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, and he says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." See, we've got something in the future.
That's right.
There is a future for us, but if we don't live on past today's disappointment, if we don't live on past today's offense, if we don't live on past today's hurt, then we are never going to see these things in the future that God has in store for us. If we cannot live through the tragedy of today, then we will never experience the triumph of tomorrow. And I just know that God has triumph and victory in your future, but we must learn what it is to live through the pain and the tragedy of today so that we can really get to that triumph of tomorrow.
And you know, it's not just the tragedy of today. Sometimes it's the success of today.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we can have a moment of success and it's, we want to quit.
Yeah.
We're done. And we don't see how God can use us anymore or whatever it is. But like we talked about last week, our mission is a whole life, everyday mission.
Yeah.
And you may say, well, how can you tell me that I'm going to be successful in my future? That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
See, we're talking about a mission that says that we're going to create Christ-centered, culture-changing community, that says that we're going to follow Jesus. So success isn't measured in what would be considered like the world's definition of success. Like you're going to get promoted, or you're going to have a bigger house or a bigger car or whatever it is. What we're talking about is we're talking about the success of seeing his mission continue to advance and continue to move forward. But even in the natural, you know, it's an amazing thing how when you give up, you can't succeed.
Yeah.
That seems so natural and, you know, obvious.
Yeah.
But sometimes we can think, well, I should just give up. And we're stopping just short of victory. There's a really good quote about that.
Yeah. Elbert Hubbard said this. He said, "A little more persistence, a little more effort, and what seemed hopeless failure may turn to glorious success." So sometimes success will come out of that darkness, right? It'll come out of that hopelessness. We can see success if we do not quit and if we do not give up. And so I think one of the ways for us to evaluate this or to look at this is to say, what is my first reaction to conflict?
Oh, that's so good.
What is my first reaction to opposition? What is my first reaction to my own failure or to a personal setback? What is my first reaction to those things? Because when we have a habit Or maybe we could even say when we have a first reaction,
yeah,
right, that says we live on, then my default response is going to be to keep going,
right,
to not quit, to not give up. And so we need to ask ourselves that question. What is my first response to these difficult moments?
And I think that we all hear stories about authors who had to, you know, apply 60 times to different publishing houses before they were finally published, and then they became, you know, world-renowned authors. We hear stories about people who presented their screenplay, you know, dozens of times before somebody decided to fund it. We hear stories about people who persevered and eventually were able to do what they wanted to do. And we're like, that's great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Oh, how incredible. That's what I want to be like too.
Yeah.
But it's really different when you're facing your first no.
Mm.
And Philip is very much the guy who, if he feels like we're supposed to do it, you know, he's going to go, and his first reaction is never to quit. It's to go, okay, well, so it's not going to happen that way, or maybe we should ask again, or let's go around that's very much the way he thinks. I'm really not like that.
Right.
A lot of times I see the no and go, okay, pack up. Let's do something else. Let's move on. And I've had to learn that sometimes no is just feedback for how we can get better.
Yeah.
And so it's very important that we understand that when we encounter difficulty, when we encounter a no, when we encounter challenges, when we encounter all those things, we do have a choice.
Mm.
We can quit.
Yeah.
Or we can choose to say, you know what, we live on.
Yeah.
We continue to go.
And I think that that's a great thing to talk about, is that you have to choose this.
You do.
You have to choose it. We're talking about a habit, but you've got to first make that decision, right, before it becomes a habit in your life. And
you know, there's a great statistic about this when it comes to inviting people to church.
Mm.
So if you had 10 people, statistically, 3 out of 10, if you invited them, want to go to church with you.
Yeah.
2 more out of those 10, if you invited them more than once, would come with you.
Yeah.
And only like 2 or 3 would be an absolute flat no.
Right.
But I think that most of us have probably had the experience where we've invited people to church and they've said no. And then we walk away from that experience going, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, right.
Ever, ever, ever. Obviously, no one wants to come to church. Why would I ever invite anybody to church with me? And it gives us a skewed view of the reality when out there are people who are waiting for you to ask. You just have to get through the nose.
Absolutely. You have to get through the nose and you have to make that choice. And I think, you know, we, with our girls, right,
yes,
they say a declaration every morning. And Jake, he's just not there yet. You know, he's 20 months old right now. So
he's just learning how to say like light.
He's not quite there yet. But our girls say this declaration every day. And one of the parts of that declaration is, I listen well, I work hard, I never give up.
Right.
I listen while I work hard and I never give up. Why do we have to put that in their daily declaration?
Yeah.
Because giving up is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Giving up is so natural.
It is.
It's almost more natural to just give up, to feel that despair, that disappointment, that discouragement, and to just give up than it is to live with this attitude and this perspective that says we will live on.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we can say, well, I won't give up when it really matters. But you cultivate that habit by choosing not to give up, even in the little things.
And, yeah.
I loved our daughter, Julietta, wanted to be in kind of this outdoor play this last year. And we knew.
Yeah.
It was going to be cold, and we knew that kind of her attention span, she's very young, she's 6 at the time,
yeah,
and we're going, you're not going to be really excited about it. But we said, okay, if you do it, you got to do it. She, sure enough, she comes home from that first practice, and it was cold, and she could tell it was going to be long, and she said, Dad, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And we said, no, babe, we have a habit.
That's right.
We live on. You've given your word.
That's right.
That you're going to show up,
yep,
and you're going to be a part, and you've already been to practice.
Yeah.
So you're going to do it. And it was great because you didn't have to make her do it. You just reminded her of who she had decided to be. And she
went,
okay, Dad, I'm going to do it. Did she have fun? No.
Yeah.
But she now has an experience of choosing to fight through the pain, fighting through the discomfort,
that's right,
fighting through the difficulty, and not giving up.
You know, and I think once we develop that habit, once we decide this is the person that we're going to be,
yeah,
it really helps us weather some of life's storms.
There's no doubt.
When we decide that, I am the type of person.
Right.
I am the type of person that lives on. I am the type of person who will continue to push through and persevere,
right,
and endure. I am that type of person. And really, we find that in the Bible,
yes,
right? James chapter 1, verse 2, he writes and he says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds." Now, let's just stop right there for a moment. Consider it pure joy.
Pure joy.
Whenever you face trials.
Right.
Of many kinds. Not just one trial. Trials of many kinds, consider it pure joy because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance.
Let
perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Now, I think we have to say the trials of life are not fun.
They're not fun.
The trials of life are not easy.
No.
However, we can live with the perspective,
yes,
that these trials can be beneficial.
Right.
I can get something out of these trials that is going to make me stronger,
right,
that's going to make me more mature, mm-hmm, that's going to cause me to live not lacking things in my life that I would have lacked without that trial, without growing and maturing in that area of my life. Mm-hmm. And so the Bible's not saying that life is going to be easy and that everything is going to work out your way.
No.
There's going to be trials. Even Jesus said that himself, right? As long as you're in this world,
right,
you will face trouble. But right, take heart because I have overcome the world. And because Jesus has overcome the world, his Spirit living and dwelling and working on the inside of us will allow us to overcome those right things that we are facing as well. And not only will we just get through them, we can grow because of
absolutely
them. We can get stronger and wiser and better as we move forward.
Absolutely. And I love what it says. It says if you don't want to lack anything.
Yeah.
I think that most of us would say we don't want to lack anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
most of
right
us want to be complete. I know,
yeah,
I do. I don't want to lack anything. But when you tell me that the cost is for me not to give up whenever I encounter difficulty, ooh, that's a little difficult.
Yeah.
And I think that people get hung up on kind of the beginning of the scripture and they go, well, God's just sending me tons of trials. That's not even the point. See, right, life sends you trials.
That's it. Yeah.
I don't think God has to send you trials.
No.
Life is going to send you plenty.
Yep.
But the promise of God is that he will take every single thing in our life, good, bad, and ugly, and he will work it for the good. And otherwise, there can be purpose for your pain.
Yes.
So the trial that you're encountering doesn't have to be wasted.
Yeah.
You know, I can't remember who said it, but I love the saying that says, never waste a good crisis.
Yeah.
Never waste a good crisis. You don't have to look at the crisis in front of you and wonder if it's going to break you. Instead, you can say, this is my reality. This is what I'm facing. But I believe that God can add purpose to this.
Mm.
I believe that he can strengthen me to be able to go through it. And I don't have to quit because of what's inside of me.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is true about people, about humanity, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to lack anything, but then we also don't want to go through anything.
It's true.
We want to have everything we need, but we don't want to do the work that is going to develop us so that we have everything that we need.
It's like, I want a six pack, but I also don't want to do any sit-ups.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Just a personal example.
No, there's no question. It's like, I want to be a good spouse.
Right.
I want to be a good dad. I want to be a good, but then there are commitments that we have
right
to keep if we want to become that. And this is where we really get into this thing of we live on.
Right.
Because just what you said, you want a six pack. Most people aren't going to get that six pack the first time that they go for it.
No.
They're going to encounter, I injured myself. I had to stay out of the gym for a
right
few weeks.
Yeah.
I got transferred in my job. I had to move to another. Even the same thing in your marriage. I want to be
yes
a great spouse. I want to be a great parent. I want to be great in all of these other areas. There are going to be setbacks that are out of your control.
Right.
So this is why this kicks in. I've got to be a person that tries again.
Right. Right.
I've got to be the person that says, man, I blew it. I didn't keep my commitment, but I'm going to get back up. I think this is a great time to be talking about it here at the beginning of the year.
There's no doubt.
Because people come into a new year and they have these New Year's resolutions.
Right.
These goals for the year. Yeah. And then you start getting to about this time right now, end of January, beginning of February.
Without a doubt.
And you start getting to the season and you're like, oh, man, I had this goal of going to the gym, this goal of eating healthy. I had this goal of doing these different things. And man, here we go again.
Yeah.
This is why we must live on.
Absolutely.
Because we understand that if I want to be mature and complete and not lack anything and have everything that I need, I am going to have to continue to get back up and try again, because I'm not going to get those things on the first try.
Philip, that's just so important. Let's just stick right there for just a moment and just talk about it.
Because,
you know, we make all these resolutions. We really want so many things. And you and I talk to so many couples who desperately want a great marriage.
Yes.
And who desperately, you know, want a great family
yeah.
and all of these different things. They want to be great parents.
Yeah.
But they're really surprised when challenges happen with that.
It's true.
I think that's something that's very interesting to me. It's like they are caught off guard when marriage is difficult.
Oh, it's really, yeah, true.
When parenting is difficult,
mm-hmm.
when business is difficult, when following Jesus is difficult, when all of these things are difficult. But really, if we took the scripture, you could take that and you could apply it to the testing of any area of your life.
Right.
Count it as pure joy when you encounter all kinds of issues.
Right.
Because the testing of your marriage will produce perseverance.
Yeah.
And eventually, you're not going to lack anything.
Mm-hmm.
When we encountered obstacles, Philip, with this habit of we live on, instead of feeling angry and betrayed and disappointed, what if instead we went, man, I'm encountering an obstacle right now in an area where I have a resolution.
Yes.
This is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
For me to gain some perseverance and to practice we live on.
You know, we've talked about this a lot just in life and even within our marriage, right? One of the benefits of athletics, right? Of being an athlete, because you fail so many times as an athlete.
It's true.
I mean, if you are a great baseball player in high school, you're going to get out 6 out of every 10 times you come to the plate.
Absolutely.
Right? If you are a great 3-point shooter, you're going to miss 2/3 of your shots.
Right.
I mean, if you are the best quarterback, you are going to miss 4 out of every 10 passes that you throw.
Yeah.
Right? You are going to throw interceptions. There are going to be failures in athletics, but the only way to success is to move through the failure.
Absolutely.
You don't quit. You don't strike out and go, ah, man, I'm never going to be able to hit. I'm never going to be able to hit this pitcher.
Right.
You don't miss 2 3-pointers and go, I'm never going to shoot again.
Right.
Or as a quarterback, throw an interception on your on your first pass of the game and be like, ha, well, I quit this game. No, you've got to get back out there, because the only way to success is to work your way through that failure. And this is what we're talking about, that we live on has to be at the very beginning.
Right.
Because you are going to fail at loving big.
Come on. It's true.
You're going to fail at practicing honesty.
Absolutely.
You are going to fail at all of these other areas. So the whole thing is, can you live on through that moment where you didn't protect unity?
Wow.
Can you live on through that moment that you didn't lean in?
Absolutely.
Right? All these habits we're going to be talking about, we've got to be able to live on through that failure, learning the lesson. As we say, learn the lesson, leave the depression.
Right.
Don't live in the regret. Oh, I can't believe I blew that moment. I can't believe. Right? No, we learn the lesson, we grow from that,
and
we move on into a better future.
But, you know, really, if you think about it, unless you have the assumption that, hey, we live on means I'm going to hit things that are difficult and sometimes I'm going to fail and I'm going to have to live on through that failure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you do one or two things.
Yeah.
Either one, you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you mess up, every time you fail, every time you encounter a difficulty, you just quit. And we know people like that in our life who just opt out.
Yeah.
As soon they start a church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're totally excited, gung-ho, and then they have one, it may not even be a real disagreement, with their team leader, or their small group leader, or the pastor says one thing that they don't understand or it hits them wrong, or maybe it's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Because I mean, goodness knows he's a person who makes mistakes.
That's right. Yeah.
And they're out of there.
Yeah.
Because they haven't learned how to live on through offense within the context of community.
Yeah.
But you know what else happens, Philip?
Yeah.
Is either people quit or they go into denial.
Mm.
And they're not willing to face the fact that they actually failed.
That's really good.
And they
good.
Start rewriting the script.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, well, actually, I didn't fail. It wasn't my fault.
Yes.
It was my spouse's fault. It was my kid's fault. It was my business partner's fault.
That's right.
It was whoever's fault. And they just become a victim because they can't live with it.
Right. And
they
so
they can't live with that failure.
Yeah.
And imagine in sports if you did that.
Right.
You know, if you walked into the locker room after your defeat and instead of analyzing it and going, man, we got beat.
Yeah.
And these are the reasons why, and this is how we can get better. And next week we're gonna do better and we're gonna work out harder and we're gonna learn from this mistake. What if you just walked in and were like, man, we just got cheated?
Mm.
What would that look like?
Mm. Yeah.
It would look like complete chaos.
Oh, totally.
Because you would never get better.
Man, that's so true.
But that habit of we live on takes the fear out of failure. Because I can look at you and we can have a fight where we both say things that maybe we shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's ever happened.
No, I don't think that's
ever
happened.
Week.
And not.
Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Or last night.
A few
whatever.
Days. Yeah.
Anyway, so. You know, we can have a fight where we say something that we shouldn't have said, where both of us lose our temper,
right.
or where we just didn't show empathy or sympathy or whatever
it is.
And instead of having to rewrite it where it's somebody else's fault.
That's right.
Or instead of just quitting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes quitting doesn't look like a divorce. Sometimes quitting just looks like withdrawing emotionally.
Yeah.
And saying, well, that's fine. I'm never going to be vulnerable again.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
But instead, we can look at each other and with one word, we can say, we will live on.
Yep.
Let's build a firmer foundation.
That's right.
Let's let this teach us something.
Yep.
Let's persevere.
Yep.
Let's keep going.
Yep.
And it's that attitude that allows us to be better parents.
Yeah.
That allows us to be better spouses.
Yes.
But also that allows us to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise you're just going to be justifying the things that you do.
Right.
And never learning from it and not allowing the difficulties in your life to build a stronger and a stronger foundation.
You know, you talk about those two responses to failure, right? Right. You quit or you begin to, blame other people, right? And so I think, you know, whenever you quit, whenever you take that route, that's where shame comes in.
Absolutely.
Right. And so many people, the statistic was mind-blowing when I saw how many people no longer make New Year's resolutions.
Wow.
The decline in the last 10 years was phenomenal. I just saw the statistic, and it was something like now 81% of people are not going to make New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Only 20% are going to even make a New Year's resolution. And the whole article is based around the idea of people have tried and it didn't work.
That's so interesting.
So they just quit.
Yeah.
And so then we know what happens whenever you quit because it doesn't work. You start living in the shame, right? And it just builds up, right? It's just like, I'll never be able to. Feel ashamed because you can't change, because you can't transform, because you can't become who you really want to become. But then there's that other side, right, of blame.
Right.
You start blaming people why you are where you are and why you can't accomplish and why you can't achieve and why you can't get there. So you've got this shame and this blame. But what we're talking about is why don't we reframe? Why don't we reframe this situation? Let's see it through another lens and another perspective.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be these two responses. I can have a third response.
Mm.
And I can reframe it. I can say, you know what? I'm going to choose to live on through this disappointment, through this rejection, through this pain, through this offense. I'm going to reframe it. And I'm going to see that no matter if I brought it on myself, no matter if somebody cheated me or did me wrong, no matter if it was just something that happened in life, a natural disaster, a virus, no matter why I am, where I am, however I got there, I'm going to reframe the whole thing. I'm not going to quit and live in that shame. I'm not going to blame others. I'm going to reframe it and I'm going to see, wait a minute, this is a test. This is a trial and I can make a choice and I can choose to live on. And if I will choose to live on, then I will grow and become on this journey towards that mission that God is calling us towards.
Absolutely. You know, we don't want you to lack anything. Mm. We want your life to be full and complete because that's the will of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That you would live a life where you don't lack anything, where perseverance completes its work in you. But I'll tell you, we can't get there unless we choose to have this habit deep on the inside of us and to live on.
That's
And you know, one of the things I love about that verse is it says, count it as pure joy.
Yeah.
Because there's an attitude
that
comes with choosing to live on.
That's right.
There's a mentality that comes with choosing to live on. And living on through failure and living on through success. I can remember I got to meet one of my heroes. He was one of the lawyers that helped to negotiate a really, really large trade deal. It was a global trade deal, and I'm a nerd, okay? But he was one of my heroes, and I absolutely was so excited and fascinated by him, and I got to sit down and have a conversation with him. And I can remember asking him, you know, about this trade deal. Mm. And the first thing he said to me as I started to ask him questions is he said, that's what I did then. Mm. That's not what I'm doing now.
Wow.
And I'm very excited about what I'm doing now. Now, he was willing to answer all my questions and to talk about the past success, but he had a mentality of somebody who has decided they're going to live on.
Yeah.
That whatever he was doing right then was the thing he was most excited about.
Wow.
He wasn't hearkening back to the good old days.
Oh, come on.
And
there you
saying,
go.
Oh, the successes of yesterday, those were really, that was really where it was at. Mm. Instead, he was looking at the challenges that were in front of him and choosing to live on. And you know, when we talk about our mission is an every minute, every day mission.
Yeah.
It requires us to live on because we can't get stuck, Philip, in the failures of the past.
That's right.
Or the success of the past.
That's right.
But we have to choose to constantly fix our eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
And to keep running the race that he's laid out before
That's exactly
us,
right.
Which is a
forward-moving
race.
Always.
You don't have to quit.
Yeah.
You can choose today
to
begin practicing that habit of living on.
And next week, we're going to continue on this concept of we live on, because if we're going to be people that live on, we have to make sure we are living on the right things.
Right.
We've got to have the right foundations. And we're going to be talking about that next week. But as we wrap up today, we want to wrap up every single week with our acrostic, that lead acrostic. And we want to just say, these are our takeaways. What did we learn? What can we evaluate? What are we going to apply? And what do we need to do again? And so today, as we kind of dive into that, what did we learn? This is our takeaway from today. When I don't give up, I grow stronger.
Mm.
When I don't give up, I grow stronger. When I don't quit, I will grow wiser. When I do not give up, I will grow in my maturity. I will be stronger if I do not quit. And when we talk about evaluate, right? What are we going to evaluate? I think we need to evaluate, what is our first response?
Absolutely.
What is our first response to trouble?
Yes.
What is our first response to a setback?
Yes.
What is our first response to disappointment? Mm-hmm. Is it to say, you know what? That's okay. I'm going to live on. Or is it crushing? Is it defeating? Does it generate hopelessness and despair?
So good.
What is our first response? And I think we can all evaluate that and say, what is my first response? And if my first response is not right, then we see, okay, there's something that needs to change.
Yes.
There's a pathway forward, and that gets to what do we need to apply?
Absolutely. So this week, this is what we want you to apply. This is what we're going to choose to apply in our life, is we're going to try to put that count it pure joy into action.
That's it.
So this week, whenever you encounter a challenge, whether it's in your marriage or with your kids or at work or just driving down the road, we're going to put into practice saying out loud, okay, I count it pure joy.
Yeah.
Now, don't do this in the middle of like a business meeting, you know, or something like that. Say it in your mind. Don't do it like in the middle of your child's tantrum if it's going to set them off. But let's do that. Let's just go ahead and have that mentality where we say, I count it pure joy. What are you doing there?
Mm.
You're just resetting your attitude.
That's right.
To remind yourself of all the things that come after that. I'm counting this moment as pure joy. Yeah. I'm going to have an attitude of living on in this moment, in this difficulty, because I know that God's going to add purpose to my pain.
That's right.
And that He's not going to let one tear be wasted.
That's right.
Can we pray for you?
Yeah.
God, we just thank You so much for what You've done this morning. God, thank You for the way that You have spoken to hearts. And God, I pray for every single person that is watching right now, exactly where they are. Lord, I pray that You would meet them. Lord, we know that there is pain in the room that is beyond anything that we could imagine. But Father, You know our hearts. You know our pain. You know our difficulty. And I pray that You would meet everybody exactly where they are. We know it's not Your will for us to live lives that give up and that miss out. But You want us to live lives that live on, that continue. And so, Father, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would be with us, that the Holy Spirit would empower us every step of the way as we choose to live out our faith and as we choose to cultivate this habit of living on.
Amen. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And I want you to live on this week. And I want you to come back next week as we talk about if we are going to be these people that live on, we've got to make sure we are living on some firm foundations. And so we're going to be talking about that next week. And we will see you right back here. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.